Be Biblically Bold. That's the title of this week's devotional for Praying Pals. Thank you so much for joining us. It's exciting to get to pray together each week and just focus on a devotional, what the Lord has been sharing through His Word. And this week, I desire for all of us to take God's word for it from 1 John 4, verse 4. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. Amen. Now that scripture means a great deal to every person who has received Jesus as Savior and Lord. A person must know Him personally for that scripture to apply. So if a person has been rejecting Jesus, ignoring God and His ways, then that scripture doesn't apply. But for those who know Jesus, who have received Him as Savior and Lord, then they have this scripture to claim. And it's a tremendous scripture. When you read that, isn't it exciting to notice the word victory and the fact that we have the Holy Spirit living in us and that He is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world? You know, another aspect of the scripture is that we belong to God. You know, look at that. It says at the beginning, but you belong to God. You know, when we belong to God, we have nothing to fear about this world. You know, we endure all kinds of challenges and see all kinds of horrific headlines, but we can claim this word, this scripture, 1 John 4:4. You know, a few years ago, I wrote a song based on that scripture. In fact, it puts that scripture to music, and Carrie and I recorded it for our first album, Heavenly. And you know, that song remains a significant song to me because it's a song from my heart to my King Jesus. I didn't write it for the purpose of, you know, having some kind of a Christian music hit or something. It was simply a song that poured out of my heart to the Lord. And it especially still comes to mind when I endure and witness heartaches of various kinds, including the horrible headlines of today. Today, when hearing or reading the news, people often shake their heads and maybe even their fists. But, you know, when people are basically hearing about what's going on in the world, we often hear people say, you know, what is this world coming to? What's wrong with the world? Well, you know, feminists say men are enemies to a healthy society. Atheists say that religious people are the enemy. Abortionists say unwanted children are the enemy. But the real enemy of our souls, the real enemies of our souls is the devil and sin. I know it's not politically correct to say it, but it's correct nevertheless. And as Christians, it's time we stop shying away from telling the full truth and actually using the name of Jesus, remembering the scripture from 1 John 4:4, and instead of cowering to a politically correct but corrupt culture, we need to stand up and be courageous, contagious Christians. First of all, to get some courage, take a moment and think about it. In every way described in Scripture, Jesus Christ remains the same. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So let's claim the name of Jesus Christ for victory over every attack today. God is sovereign. He only allows so much to be, just so much to be filtered through His hands so that no attack can overcome us as we trust and rely on Him. Again, greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. It's time we recognize that only through the mighty name of Jesus can we stand firm, tear down spiritual strongholds, and regain ground temporarily stolen by people knowingly or unknowingly being used by the enemy of our souls. Again, greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Peace and love reside in the hearts where Jesus presides. Victory remains 100% eternally guaranteed. And when our loving and good Lord returns to make all things right, we will see that he will return, quote, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That was a quote from Philippians 2, 10 through 11. And I will quote 1 John 4, 4 again. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. So what time are you listening to this? Just take a glance at the clock or your watch or your cell phone, as I often do. Just take a note of the time. Whatever time it is that you're listening to this message, it is time. The time is now to be courageous, contagious Christians who share the truth with love in deed and in word. Rely on the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer. After all, once you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you can say 1 John 4:4 with confidence. This is another translation of it. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What victory we have in Jesus Christ. Let's use his name, proclaim his name, and bring fame to his name by living and relying on him, walking in love, loving in word and deed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Some of us realize we've been accidentally saying things that aren't as specific about you. I pray that you would help us to speak with specificity, that you would help us to share the name of Jesus without hesitation, and that we would use the name of Jesus with love and reverence, and that we would share you in word and deed. And Lord, some of us have not yet claimed the name of Jesus as our Savior and Lord. So right now, I take this time to pray with those who are crying out to you and saying, I'm sorry, Lord, for my sins. I repent. I welcome you in my heart as Savior. Please save me. I rely on you completely and what you did on the cross for me. And as Lord, please rule my life. I submit myself to you. Please take over. And Lord, I pray for those who are hurting. Please comfort them. And I praise and thank you, Lord, that you are going to return, that every knee shall bow at your name, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. This week, I just urge you to use the name of Jesus with reverence and love. Be bold, be biblically bold, and remember that Jesus loves you. Join us at prayingpals.org, and remember, no good thing does God withhold from those who walk uprightly. So turn to the Lord, and remember that with him you'll never, never lose your reward. God bless you.